Earlier this month, the sale of two iconic Darjeeling tea gardens created headlines. Jungpana and Gum Tea were acquired by the Santosh Kanoria Group, which owns the tea export company Balaji Agro International. The group also owns the Tindaria Estate in Darjeeling. Interestingly, Jungpana was last sold in 2017, a sale that came on the heels of the Gorkha agitation in these hills. We spoke to Anshuman Kanoria, chairman of Balaji Agro, and also chairman Indian Tea Exporters Association, about this acquisition. What is the mood in Darjeeling? We hear of many gardens going up for sale.
The last 3 years have not been easy. Nature has conspired again. You had the lockdown last year, which completely ruined, again, the quality and the demand overseas. This year, we had one of the worst drought situations we have seen in Darjeeling. And that again ruined his first launch. Things for Darjeeling are really, the outlook is bleak. There was a time when people used to say that much more Darjeeling, much more tea is sold in the garb of Darjeeling in the world than is produced. As it stands, it has become difficult to find buyers even for 8 million kilos. The 8 million kilos sells, but not at a price which is even remotely close to cost of production. People like to blame it on aging bushes, but to the best of ability, people have planted, replanted, rejuvenated their bushes. The real problem lies in a combination of climate change, insufficient pluckers, and these various disturbances which have been occurring in Darjeeling on a regular basis over the last 5 or 6 years. The wage itself has become a highly sensitive issue. I mean, I understand the need to pay much more, but somewhere there needs to be a correlation between what a garden is earning and what you can pay the labor.
What does the acquisition of Jungpana and Gum Tea mean for your company and for Darjeeling's tea industry?
This is a decision where my brain kept telling me, are you crazy? And my heart said, if not now, then when? Can I make it work? I know I can give it my best shot. Our focus is going to be quality. My focus is going to be the back end. You can have a garden like Jungpana. You can call it the Louis Vuitton of tea, of Darjeeling tea. But what good is that? Unless and until the product is good, it should taste good, it should be aspirational. I can create a story around it. I can leverage the story of Jungpana that already exists. But my first focus is on restoring the discipline of working in the plantation, much better plantation management. I think Jungpana is the much, much bigger brand name and the much more adversely affected garden. It's a beautiful garden. It's a beautiful brand name. It has been something that which I will make clear that Gum Tea is a garden we want to have in our umbrella. This is the property which is only approximately 25% organic. My first aim is to make it 100% organic. We will put the garden under conversion from this year. I believe organic is the way forward. We ended up buying both the gardens because it was coming as a package. And I did not have a way to split and buy only Gum Tea. But the challenges with Jungpana are immense. We have already tried to start putting different practices into play and much better administrative. And I think the workers also now recognize, I've had a lot of meetings, and they recognize that now they have somebody who is much more serious about the tea angle. So I'm really praying that I'm going to get the cooperation of people to try and restore this. Am I 100% sure I've done the right thing? No, definitely not. Financially, this can be the greatest disaster that I have ever embarked on. It is something that can really set me back in a massive way, and I have no illusions that it would be anything but that. But this is a dream I've had. I needed to live it.
You also had the Exporters Association. So what are your views on the export market? Is that still sustaining Darjeeling, and how are the dependencies changing, and how is Darjeeling holding out to competition?
I think we have mishandled a lot of things. I think, for example, when GI was introduced, there was a belief that the importers are cheating them, and if they could really regulate this passing off of non-Darjeeling as Darjeeling, then they would have a great price discovery and it would be boom for Darjeeling. I think the premise that so much more Darjeeling was being passed off as Darjeeling was exaggerated to begin with. And secondly, it was presented to buyers in a manner that, okay, now we are the policemen and we are going to catch you wherever you go. So you can't come and regulate your buyers with a stick like that and all these fancy logos that we managed to get. I mean, what good is a logo if you don't attach value to it? Okay, we have not pumped in any money behind our logo promotion. And really, who is responsible for having popularized Darjeeling tea? I would say it is the German importers to whom we owe everything. It is not the growers, it is not the exporters, it is not the government, it is not the tea board. It is the Germans who have taken the tea and made it popular around the world. They may have kept larger cuts for themselves, but we still owe it to them. And instead of trying to take them along, we have really tried to be confrontational. The other big mistake what we think happened was taking the auctions of Darjeeling online from a manual system. In a physical auction, the room used to be full. There used to be many people buying tea, and they were all bitter competitors. So everyone used to make sure that nothing sold cheap to any company. Now we have almost every grower going directly and trying to sell their produce to a limited number of buyers. Where is the competition? The merchant exporters, who used to be the backbone of the industry, have almost lost interest in Darjeeling.
Your acquisition of these estates seem to have brought some optimism back to Darjeeling. Would you agree?
Of course, some optimism that came from traditional tea purists who saw the gardens changing hands from a group with no background or no commitment to Darjeeling to us who really have a passion for Darjeeling and some understanding of it. So that in itself, well, as you said, perhaps gave them hope that maybe there is something happening. There is optimism, but the optimism is for different reasons, some of which are selfish, some of which are daunting. As I said, I have no clue. I'm not here to make a statement. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to turn it. I have plans. I have plans to make the gardens much better managed. They are already in play. We are seeing some differences at the ground level day by day.